If we lose the war, it won't even belong to us. Hitler might relieve the king of his Sandringham estate and hand Walsingham over to some deserving Gestapo general. We could be out on the street, Edward spitefully pointed out. Diana's pretty but sulky face paled.
Just when I thought things couldn't get much worse, she fumed.
Things will get much worse, darling, her father boomed from the head of the table. We're losing this war. For 2 years we've made no real progress, unlike the Germans, who are successfully claiming most of Europe. The Luftwaffe are far superior to our RAF. Their naval fleet is stronger, their army better prepared. We Brits are failing badly.
You do surprise me, Edward snickered. Lady Caroline looked at her son with cool disdain. It's a pity you studied at Cambridge and not Sandringham. You should be fighting on the front line like all the Walsingham sons before you.
Oh, God, not that again, Edward groaned, as he pushed back his chair and lit up a cigarette.
Mummy's quite right, Diana chipped in. Your Cambridge chums are a bunch of intellectual snobs who spend their time just talking about the war. I simply don't know how you all get away with it.
There are alternative ways of fighting a war, other than running at the enemy with a bayonet, Edward retorted, and blew a cloud of smoke into the air. His lordship slammed down his silver knife and fork with a resounding clatter.
Oh, pray do tell me what these alternative ways might be, he demanded.
Ruby shifted slightly on her feet. Although she was used to being an invisible servant, she nevertheless wondered, as she had many times before, why the aristocracy assumed that servants had no ears and no feelings. Their lord and ladyships could say whatever they liked in front of Ruby, or any other servant for that matter. But if she so much as breathed a word of tonight's conversation, she would be fired on the spot. Edward turned to his father.
Alternatives such as translating, planning, communication, subterfuge, radar mapping, to mention a few, snapped Edward.
That's not what real men do, Diana scoffed. Anyway, she added with a nasty smile, half of your Cambridge chums are queers.
She rocked unsteadily with drunken laughter. Edward rose and pushed back his chair so violently it fell to the floor.
I've had enough, he said, and walked out of the room, leaving Ruby to pick up the chair and set it back in its correct place.
"Shall I serve dessert, madam?" she asked Lady Walsingham, who wearily shook her head. "Leave it, Ruby. We'll serve ourselves."
Ruby lifted a large tray piled high with plates and cutlery.
"Will that be all, your ladyship?"
Lady Caroline nodded, but Diana called out,
"Bring coffee soon."
As Ruby negotiated the winding, dark back staircase that led to the kitchen, she considered what an enormous amount of hard work this new arrangement was going to entail. Previously, the family had been served meals in the magnificent dining room overlooking the formal gardens, which at this time of the year were fragrant with standard roses, lilies, and carnations. Now transformed to a utilitarian canteen for the code girls, the dining room was only a flight of stairs up from the kitchen, but with the family relegated to the first floor, their meals had to be carried up and down the precipitous back stairway 3 times a day.
Mostly by sodding me,
Ruby grumbled to herself, staggering under the weight of the wobbling tray. The brigadier in charge of the new communication centre was on a tight budget. Sacrifices had to be made, he had told the staff this on his arrival. Within days, he'd fired the old servants, retainers who'd worked below stairs under the iron rule of Timms, the housekeeper, and Dodds, the family butler, for decades. He had ruthlessly streamlined the kitchen staff down to leave only Ruby, Dodds, and Timms. If he'd had his own way, he'd have fired Timms and Dodds too, but both had lifetime tenure at the hall, a privileged position they blatantly exploited. The housekeeper was sitting in the scullery when Ruby came in with a heavy tray.
"You'd better set to and wash those things up," she snapped.
"You could help. I've got to take coffee up," Ruby snapped back.